From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Associated Press has learned that Trump administration officials have been sending infants and other young children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border to tender-age shelters in South Texas. AP's Ben Thomas.
The three tender-age shelters are located in the Rio Grande Valley. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says he's opposed to the Trump administration's policy.
Especially when the plan is to put children in a former warehouse and homeless shelter on the edge of downtown Houston, children from the age of 0 to 17.
Turner says he's not given his blessing to those plans for a fourth shelter in Houston.
At some point in time, we have to say to those who are asking us to provide these type of services that this is wrong.
I'm Ben Thomas.
AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports the United Nations Human Rights Council has returned to work with the U.S. seats empty.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, announced a pullout yesterday, criticizing the council for its chronic bias against Israel and pointing out that it includes accused human rights abusers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and Congo. Russia's U.N. mission said in a statement that the U.S. exit from the council reflected Washington's unilateralist approach to global affairs. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Taliban fighters killed around 30 Afghan security forces in multiple attacks in western Afghanistan. It was the deadliest clash since the militant group ended its ceasefire. Militants stormed at least two bases belonging to government forces in Badghis province overnight and ambushed a convoy of reinforcements. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The European Union will begin charging import duties of 25% on a range of U.S. products Friday in response to U.S. tariffs imposed on EU steel and aluminum. The move confirms a tit-for-tat dispute that could escalate into a full trade war, particularly if U.S. President Donald Trump carries out his threat to penalize European cars. But as VOA's Issa Shirai reports, the president is also facing new tariffs closer to home.
Canada has announced it will impose retaliatory tariffs on $12.5 billion worth of U.S. exports from July 1st. Mexico put tariffs on American products ranging from steel to pork and bourbon 2 weeks ago. Some of the products chosen are designed to target the states of Republicans, who are seeking to retain control of both chambers of Congress in November elections. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump and a group of lawmakers from the Senate and House of Representatives will meet at the White House Wednesday to discuss their disagreement over how to penalize Chinese telecommunications company ZTE Corp. White House spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said the meeting would focus on the problematic amendment to a defense bill, but declined to go into details. The death toll from an Indonesian ferry disaster could top 180 as authorities raised an estimate of the number of people missing 2 days after the wooden tourist boat sank in Lake Toba on the island of Sumatra. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
18 survivors were dragged from the water after the accident, which occurred after bad weather brought treacherous conditions to Lake Toba in northern Sumatra. Indonesia's search and rescue agency sent divers back into the lake on Wednesday after conditions calmed down. Rescuers said they expected to find many more bodies once they located the ferry 450 metres down. Lake Toba is in the caldera of an ancient volcano and is one of the deepest lakes in the world.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un departed Beijing for Pyongyang after completing a 2-day visit to China. VOA's Bill Gallo has the details.
President Xi welcomed the young North Korean leader Tuesday during a reception at Beijing's Great Hall of the People. He was quoted as saying the summit marked an important step toward the political solution of the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue and hoped North Korea and the United States can implement well the outcomes achieved at the summit. This is Kim Jong-un's third visit to China this year. No official agenda has been announced for his schedule prior to his departure Wednesday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May looked set to win a crucial Brexit vote in Parliament Wednesday. One lawmaker said May had no option but to take on the rebels or risk their rebellion growing as she cut ties with the European Union. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.